Sam Parsons with you here with KBOE News, and I have two students from Oskaloosa High School joining me here today. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves, first of all?
Hi, my name is Abigail Lindgren. I'm a senior at Oskaloosa High School. It's so lovely to meet you all and get to talk on here today.
Hello, I'm Elliot Nelson. I'm also a senior at Oskaloosa High School. We're both members of the debate team, and we're excited to be here.
Right, I'm glad. Thanks for coming in, first of all, and good morning to you guys. So, like Elliot just said, you guys are here on behalf of the debate team over at Oskaloosa High School. So, Elliot, first, let's start with you. As I understand, you guys are qualified for Debate Nationals. So, first, just tell me what Debate Nationals is and just what goes into that whole thing.
Of course, absolutely. So Debate Nationals is essentially this large-scale national tournament placed in Arizona where students from across the nation, I think it's up to 30,000 students, are competing for these styles of debate. We do congressional-style debate, but they compete in these different styles of debate, going head-to-head against some of the best that the nation has to offer.
So, Abby, let's go to you here really quick, because I just want to ask, how does one go about qualifying for nationals? What did you guys have to do to be in this position?
Oh, absolutely. So, we competed at Districts in Bettendorf sometime in early February, and we competed
ago.
In Bettendorf. Yeah, it's been quite a while, but we competed at Districts in February, and at this tournament, there's a Senate and the House, so Elliot placed first in the House. Sorry, Senate. First in the Senate. So he gets to automatically qualify for nationals. And then I placed second in the House. So I automatically got to qualify through there. They take the first and second in the Senate, first and second in the House. So we will represent our district in Iowa. There are multiple different districts throughout the area. So there are two. Mm-hmm. There are two districts. So we're one of those districts. So it's a real honor and privilege that two members from Oskaloosa High School get to represent an entire district. So I feel really blessed to be a part of that.
Yeah, that's really cool for you guys. Can you I just really got to ask, though, what's the difference between the House and the Senate in this context? Like, what does that mean for debate for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're based off different things, and they need different things to qualify amount of the people for it. So the Senate, it's based off the amount of schools represented within the Senate. So it had to have at least six different schools to be represented if they wanted to qualify two students. And then for the House, it's based off population. So if they have 16 debaters in it, they're able to qualify two. So they really, the contest does a good job of spreading people out so that the most amount of people can qualify.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. So the main reason you guys are here is because, of course, the Nationals are not here in Iowa. They are a long way away over in Arizona, and it's not free to get there. So I understand you guys are trying to raise some funds for it. So walk me through that. What's going on here?
So we have a multitude of different ways that we're trying to reach out to the community and ask for donations or any help that we can get. We actually have a speech showcase that is happening on Monday, May 22nd, yes.
Yeah, I think that's Monday, yep.
Monday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. that everyone is invited to come. It's a free will donation to get inside. We'll take whatever you can give us, honestly. And then we're going to be performing like different speech showcases and like improv. For example, Elliot is going to perform his literary prose, which is he's going to be reading poetry. So that's really fantastic. And I'll be competing in some improv. So we're just going to be showing our stuff, showing our talent, and even the audience can participate and give us ideas for different improv games. We'll have different opportunities to give us money and donations throughout the night. It would be really cool if everyone can come. We also have a GoFundMe that's currently active. We've raised a hefty amount of funds on there. We currently have an advert in the paper for that. So, yeah, and we have some interviews coming up with the Herald and other stuff that'll get us out into the community just a little bit more.
So what's the goal here as far as the total number that you're going for to raise money for?
Absolutely. So the amount, the big number for us is about $6,500. And as of right now, we've chipped away close to $2,500. So We're well on our path, but we also got a long way to go from here.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have missed this. When is Nationals? And I guess what's the deadline for raising this money?
So Nationals will be held June 11th through the 16th. And depending on our method of transportation of flying or driving, we could be gone for longer than that. So the entire competition lasts basically a week. And there are different stages to the competition. So first, when we arrive there, we will be competing in like against everyone. So it's like a bracket. It's like a tournament bracket. But once we qualify for those rounds, we'll be going into the out rounds. So that's a really big honor because no one from Oskaloosa, as I'm aware of, has ever qualified for the next round. So we're really hoping that maybe the odds are ever in our favor because we have two of us. So we hope to make it to those out rounds and still compete throughout the rest of the week. And if we don't, there are also other opportunities that we can take to compete. So there are supplemental events where Elliot can read his poetry and compete with people from across the nation. And I can do something and I can compete with other individuals as well. There's also workshops. There's also outreach, scholarships. There's a bunch of different opportunities there. And you can explore the desert, which is a big bonus. I know it's going to be a little bit hot down there, but I would still love to see a cactus in person. I've never seen a cactus before.
To kind of bounce off Abby, because this is quickly encroaching, we've been employing many different strategies to get that money. So.
All right. Sounds good. I want to hear from both of you on this just to kind of wrap up here because you guys are both seniors at OHS wrapping up your high school careers there. I just want to ask, what would it mean to you to go on this trip, represent Oskaloosa, and head over to Phoenix to go to Nationals?
Mm-hmm. So the way that I perceive Nationals is, and I've heard this a few times from people, is it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There's no opportunity in my future or in my past that I've gotten to take an opportunity like this and really make it my own. So that's what Nationals means to me, is it's a chance to explore both my capabilities, but then also expand my horizons.
For sure. I think that if I were to go to Nationals, what that means to me is it means that all of my efforts that I've put throughout this year into debate have been verified?
Validated.
And it would mean a lot to me because this was actually my first year competing in congressional debate. I have not competed before, and I somehow made it this far. So I'd like to thank Miss Weinrich for that, and Elliot as well for letting me get there. But I want to make them proud. I want to make the community proud and give us some good representation down there in Phoenix. I also, kind of selfishly for myself, want to go see a cactus. I know that's not like the purpose of this little trip, but I really just want to like take a picture with a cactus because even though they're a little bit prickly, I've always wanted to see a giant one in person.
Oh, it's a different world out there. I've been to Arizona once. It's different, but in its own way, it's very unique. I understand where you're coming from. So Abby Lindgren and Elliot Nelson from OHS debate team joining us here talking about Debate Nationals coming up, raising money. They got a GoFundMe, an in-person event coming up. We'll have more information on that, of course. But guys, anything else that you wanted to add before we let you go here?
We're so grateful for all the opportunities that we've been given in this community. There is a true place for arts in the community of Oskaloosa, and we are so grateful to all of you for even listening to this broadcast today. You guys are fantastic. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for making things like this a reality for students like us.
Yeah, to piggyback off of Abby, this opportunity is only made possible by the community that supports us, and their support that we've received is truly outstanding.